Black American solidarity with Palestinians is rising and testing long-standing ties to Jewish allies. Aliyah Bilal, an African American Muslim who's the deputy director of the Inner City Muslim Action Network in Chicago, says a group trip to Israel opened her eyes to the similarities of the Palestinian and Black experience.
Standing up for the liberation of Palestinians does not at all mean standing against the liberation, the dignity, the sanctity of Jewish life.
She says they're standing up against
the state of Israel and its apartheid practices.
Rabbi Bob Kaplan, the director of the Center for Shared Society at the Jewish Community Relations Council of New York, says as long as no one is calling for the death of another people, he understands feelings on this are complex.
I do fully understand when people in different communities, the African American community included, have an affinity and a connection to the aspirations of the Palestinian people. There are many people in the Jewish community that have the same exact feelings.
I'm Julie Walker.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,